We do get some text messages. How can I reach out and send you one of those, like, group therapy or those messages or a DM or something like that? And you can always text it to us, 502-795-1997, or you could message it at Ben and Kelly Show on social media or benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Either way, we can help you out.
We got this DM from Holly. Hey, Ben and Kelly, this isn't one of your five orange juicy level situations, LOL.
Five orange?
Yes, okay. But I feel like maybe it's from your, quote, relatable file.
All right.
My husband's usually the sweetest guy, but as soon as we pack up the car and hit the road to visit family for the holidays, he turns into a total monster. Seriously, one slow merge and he's yelling like a maniac. It kind of completely ruins the festive mood for our entire family before we even get to grandma's house. We have a 6-hour drive coming up. I really want this trip to be fun and stress-free. Do you guys have any tips, hacks, or magical advice for me on how I can kind of turn his attitude around?
Why don't you drive?
That could be, or he's going to then complain to you about your choices behind the wheel.
Oh, and that could be even more stressful.
That could make it even more stressful, I feel like.
Man, I don't know. Like, you know, try to have some activities in the car for everyone else so he can just kind of do his thing.
Like, yes, make games out of the road trip.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he just needs to concentrate on what he's doing. I wonder if he's a high-stress individual in other places of his life.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It just sounds like this one particular thing kind of really brings that out in him.
So, does it matter where you're road tripping to, or is it always your family? Because that could be a part of it, too. Tom says,
sure.
Hey, can I have the name of the person who wrote this email again? It sounds a lot like something my wife might say, and my kids and my in-laws. I don't see why it matters. No one hears me except my passengers. If I thought the other drivers could hear me, I'd shut up.
Well,
LOL.
No, that is not her point. You're ruining it for everyone else in the car with you. They're trying to have fun. They're trying to sing Christmas carols. They're excited to go to grandma's
house.
Tom says,
I don't see why that matters. No one hears it except the passengers.
But that, she, as spokesperson for the passengers, are saying you're making us miserable.
Holly, is your husband's name Tom? Have we found your husband in our text line here?
Maybe. We're going to hear all these guys say, well, they deserve it.
Yeah, right.
Well, all the bad drivers deserve me yelling at them.
That's funny. I don't know.
Listen, I feel like, yes, maybe you just kind of say, hey, babe, maybe it's for something new, this road trip.
Okay, already, I'm not liking this. If you're coming at me before we go on a trip with, hey, how about we do something fun and you not
like
yell
you
at everyone?
Stop being a monster.
Right.
The
yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That is immediately putting me on edge and going, nope. Why don't you drive then?
You're raging even more. I get it. So do we wait for him to rage the first time and then we just gently try to say, no big deal, babe. It's okay.
Take your time. Let's play a fun game.
Do you want some snacks?
Do you want to play a fun game?
Maybe we make sure we're loading up a little cooler, a little snack bag of his favorites,
so
right?
When he
maybe
gets hangry, you can just give him some trail mix.
Give him his favorite snack when he's starting to get on edge, and then maybe that'll take him to his happy place, maybe.
Okay.
Snacks, maybe attack with the snack.
Attack with the snack.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do that. And why don't you just do it and not say you're doing it? Because if you say you're doing it, I don't know if that's going to help.
We don't call out the behavior. We're trying to, like, ninja taking it down a couple of notches. Jessica says, as wife of a husband that acts like this, there is no reasoning beforehand. Yes. No, that's the problem. So we're trying to figure out how we handle it comes up,
right.
and then redirect that energy to happy, fun road trip with the family energy.
Right. Right. See?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you come at me to try to tamp it down before, that ain't going to work.
Okay. So Ben, you're raging behind the wheel. What's the best way to help diffuse that and pull you out of that instant rage.
It will just naturally correct itself. Nature will take its course, and once I get away from that idiot driver, then I'll be fine.
Okay, so your answer is let him rage, because he's just got to work it out.
Guess so.
Okay.
I don't know.
It awkward for everybody in the car.
Yeah, Holly, sorry that didn't help.
On the road. Yes, you're zero help.
Yeah, it's all right.
Like Ben, it's everybody else's fault. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by idiots here.
It's not my fault. It's their fault. Why don't you talk to them? They're
they don't know how to merge.
Right,
it's called a zipper merge for a reason. All right, hey, hope that helps, Holly.
She needs to use clary sage on him. My mom used to use it on her sister when she drove her around. It's supposed to calm them. Oh, what is clary sage? Is that a C-L-A-R-Y?
Again, I just say, I like Kelly's original thing where she just said, hey, just snack attack. Just bring snack some attack. Snack and just say, hey, I brought some your favorite snacks. So in case you get a little stressed, we got it right here.
You play some Christmas music and you turn up the volume on the radio super loud to drown out the yelling. Clary Sage, by the way, is a fragrant, herbaceous biennial known for its calming aroma, fuzzy green leaves, and tall spikes of purple and white flowers. Oh, all right. So just rub that on his face, maybe?
Okay. That's not helping either.
I'm trying to calm you down with sage.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We gave you a few suggestions. Hopefully the snacks will help.
Sage him, snack attack, Christmas tunes turned way up. There you go.
It's 99.7 DJX.